I know we have a lot of talk. Because it's a talk on the block. If it's happening on the block, we'll talk about it. Parliament continued this morning. We have recorded some voices, and maybe you'll hear some of that in the news at 5:30. But on the block, there are some things happening as well. Like tomorrow, the bus drivers, the taxi drivers may be happy. Because the biggest ship for the season may be entering our shores with a capacity of over 5,000. I have one of the exciting bus drivers on the line at this time. Good afternoon to you. How are you, sir?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
All right, my brother. What's happening? I hear a lot of excitement on the ground there with the bus drivers. What's going on?
Well, the excitement is both ways, you know.
Okay.
Because, as you said, the biggest cruise ship that's ever going to be docked in Dominica is coming tomorrow with a maximum capacity of 5,400. But due to the COVID, I think it's going to be maybe about 60-70% full. But that's still a quite amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's only organized tours that's going to be moving, like private tours, like people with small jeeps and small buses are not going to be getting any jobs so far.
Why? Because, why? Tell me.
Well, they say they have something that they call the bubble. And everybody has to stay within that bubble. But to me, what I'm looking at, the same way somebody could come from the States that, which they are fully vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
and next day they could walk around the city, all the people on the cruise ship are fully vaccinated. And before they get off the ship and before they get back on, they have been tested. To me, I don't want to put it in no negative way. These people are even safer than the locals walking on the road. So to me, I don't see the point of we cannot do private tour. We should be doing private tours. Because right now, tomorrow, only the big company like Will.
But the question is, though, are all the taxi drivers and bus operators fully vaccinated?
No. I would say about half of them are vaccinated. But those that's not vaccinated, we provide a reset antigen test
mm-hmm.
before we enter to the port.
Okay.
So that is enough clearance that we could go to work. But due to the protocols, really and truly, I don't know what's going on, how it's going to work out. But for now, we in the private sector, we are not making no money with the small vehicle. Only the one with the big coach and the 16-seaters get the privilege to do the organized tour. But the small buses, that sits about 8 people, 6 people, the small SUV, there's nothing in it for us.
But would you encourage your fellow drivers, since you say that some of them may not be vaccinated, to get vaccinated, to get in that program? Because it's clear that the tourism stakeholders have some protocols.
Well, Matt, it's the taxi operator choice, you know. Some taxi operators have health issues.
Okay.
You cannot force something onto somebody. It's their choice. They're
okay.
Big men. They decide what they want to do. But the mere fact is the protocol. We have to get a rapid antigen test and everything to keep working, because I'm looking at the same way the ship could be doing the organized tour and they're using us. We should be doing the private tour the same way in the bubble.
It's
just that you limit the amount of passengers you send to certain sites. So if you would have sent 100 people to Trafalgar between the hours of 9 to 11, you cut it down to 50, and you get some new sites that you can separate the people around so everybody will not be congested. The ship is coming tomorrow. That's very good. I applaud that. I'm so happy. But the only thing about it, I wish we could have private tour. I will be making some money out of it. The organized tour so far, we have to say thank you for it because we're making something. But for you to make money on a cruise ship, it has to be the private tours because the people pay you direct. But with the organized tours, sometimes you have to wait a week or two to get paid. So I just wish that...
So you're saying that only a few people are benefiting that?
Only a few people. People with small vehicles,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing in it for them because you cannot do organized tours. Your vehicle is too small. And so far, a lot of the islands like Antigua, St. Lucia, from what I take note, because I'm part of a taxi organization,
mm-hmm.
we always talk on WhatsApp. Most of them have opened their door so that the tourists can walk around. But what they're saying if they are fully vaccinated and they have been tested before they disembark the ship, they should be safe enough to walk around. Now, when they walk around, the shops, the restaurant, the bars, everybody be making something out of it. But the moment the tourists cannot walk around the city, believe me, there's nothing out of it for us.
Nothing at all?
Nope. It's only the people with the big company getting the piece of the cake. But we're not getting the scrum, nothing. So I'm just looking at it the same way we could have hotel people doing tour and they're doing a safe in nature tour. The cruise ship could have it too. You have your taxi operator. You say, yo, boss, let me tell you, you are customers carrying 12 passengers. Due to COVID protocols, I'm going to bring it down to 6 or 8. If I tell you you're going to go to Portsmouth, you have no right to be at Trafalgar. If you are caught in Trafalgar, your license should be suspended for a month as a sort of punishment. And we can get the ball rolling.
So what about the associations that can speak on your behalf? You seem to be the lone voice in the windowless, in the wilderness. When we have, I recently heard that there are some ambassadors who are appointed to speak on your behalf. What has happened to that?
Matt, let me tell you honestly.
Tell me
Shy
some.
Guy fighting the battle.
Okay.
Shy guy fighting the battle. And there's a guy I want to put hands up for. You see Reynold Alcindor?
Uh-huh.
He's one that's fighting the battle too, to make sure that the private talk come back. He's really, when I tell you he's fighting it. But it's a matter of, I'm just looking at the other Caribbean islanders open their door.
Mm-hmm.
There's protocols, we can follow it and make everybody eat. Because at the moment, it's just some that eating and the rest is hungry. Because most of us spend mad for license, insurance, new tire to set up our vehicle, almost $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have to take small loan to do that, and up to now we cannot make a dollar, Matt. Up now we can make a dollar, you have to make sure your seats are okay, your tires, your suspension, make sure your vehicle is up to date. And up to now...
So no stimulus package. I thought that the bus driver some time ago were given some money from the Prime Minister. What has happened to
Matt,
that?
The only money we have received, I don't know for other person, the only money I have received is the time we had the strike.
Right.
So if other person have received money from the government, well, I don't know about that. For me, the only one I received when we had the strike, they said to go to 8 Bank. When I go to 8 Bank, they tell me, young man, there's nothing available. And but let me tell you, the amount of grown men, Matt, that come on the bus stop, Matt, Gasol, Langsal, Gasol, Bagayla, Move, Gasol, Bani, Private, Top, and here, Matt, I feel in their pain. Matt, when men have loan paying of $3,000, Matt, I feel in their pain, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Grown men, I can never imagine coming and cry for me on the bus stop. What happening? But they sacafet. So I'm just asking the health official and the tourism official, please come to work and do something for us, man. Do something for us. If we don't have to load the buses, it's no problem, but just do something for us. We have a family to feed. We have our bills to pay. Work with us, man. The other islands did it for their people. Barbados had a big problem, and the tourism minister came down and he solved it with immediate effect, and Barbados rolling. St. Lucia, the same thing. Antigua, the same thing. We can do it in Dominica. We can do it, guys. Not my fellow taxi driver.
So what is preventing it from happening in Dominica, then?
Okay, Matt. There was a ship called the Ada, which is a German cruise line. And as you know, I'm inquisitive. I like to ask questions. So when I open my mouth, I know what I'm saying. So I went to the shore. I said, excuse me, how are we doing today? Tell me, fine. I said, there's a concern on the bus driver's mind and the taxi operators. What is the reason why the people can't do private tour? He says, not up to what? It's up to your government. And that's all he told me. So right now, that's what the Shoaix told me. So I believe it's the government now to put a plan in place. Let's execute the plan and let's make things happen because we need to work. Because 3 months of the cruise ship season has gone. We need to work. We have a family to feed and we want the officials to work with us. Work with us. We are not begging. We are not begging only, but we are a team. Dominica is one. It's not about one person. Dominica is a team. You know, Discover Dominica, the tourism minister, the taxi, the hotels, we are a team. And team members work together. And let us work together to make it happen.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. I'll call Reynold, one of the executive members. I will talk to him for a few minutes after this break. We're going to come back after this.
Christmas Colorful.
It's
beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Do It Center with our Do It Best quality paint. It's the Christmas Color Pop. From now till Christmas Eve, shop $200 or more on our Do It Best quality paint and pop a Christmas balloon to win prizes. Turkeys, hams, wines, discounts, gift vouchers, Angostura Chill, or your very own Do It Center branded swag. Make your Christmas makeover a Do It Best quality paint makeover. Visit us on Goodwill Road or shop online at store.doitcenterdominica.com. Terms and conditions apply. Do It Center, your partner in home improvement.
All right, let's get back to the telephone. Of course, time is of the essence in the afternoon. Of course, here's an executive member of the Taxi Association in Dominica. Mr. Renault is on the telephone at this time. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm hearing your bus drivers, your taxi drivers making some noises here. Would you clear, mind clarifying just what is going on there?
Well, Matt, I listened to the brother, and I don't think he was making noise. He was just speaking as to what he feels should have been and how was he feeling like of the bus drivers. Matt, as an executive member of the Combined Taxi Incorporated, responsible for taking care of the private tours from the cruise lines at the ports, I can tell you that as I speak to you, I'm speaking to the Minister of Tourism. And we have had...
What is she telling you?
Yeah, Matt, we have had a few discussions with her. As a matter of fact, three members of the executive met with her about two or three weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And to tell you straight off, Matt, that she has agreed. She has given us all the thing that, yes, private tours will be back. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she made mention, I can quote her, that she made mention that... she attended some meeting of the FCC somewhere in Panama or whichever country it was. And the cruise line have asked for private tours to be resumed at the port in Dominica. But it is we, the taxi drivers, to organize ourselves. We know that Combine is the body, the entity responsible for this. But then, you know, since COVID, Combine kind of don't really have an office functioning. And so it is kind of difficult for us to get in touch with all the members, also to have a meeting with the entire general membership, because you cannot have too much of a decorum, so to speak.
But I'm sensing, Renault, while you say that, I'm sensing there that there's some reservation as it relates to some members of the taxi association may not be vaccinated. How do you address that?
This is where I was heading. Where I was heading.
Mm-hmm.
I was heading, because what really happening is that The cruise lines are asking for the private tours to resume, but they want everything to be in the bubble. And not only in the bubble, but they want every taxi operator that will be operating at the port in the private system to be vaccinated.
What is the reservation What is the reservation
there? It's going to be a process. We are asking the taxi drivers who are interested or who wants to get back into the private tour system to get the vaccine, get vaccinated, because that's the only way we can kind of get things back to normal. Or else, I don't know. I mean, some probably talking about recent antigen tests, probably every week, take the antigen test. I don't know if that's going to work. They are still working on that. They are still looking at it. The Minister of Tourism and DDA and whoever else, the Port Authority, are still looking at it. Matt, I can tell you that... the minister asked us to do a few things which we are working on. As a matter of fact, we had to submit a letter to her, and I submitted the letter, I think, last weekend. I think it was Friday or Thursday last week. And so she has informed me via WhatsApp that she has passed on to Mr. Piper of the Discover Dominica Authority. So we should follow up with Mr. Piper, and then we should take it from there.
All right.
So I was hoping that we could commence the private tour. We could start, get off the ground tomorrow with the MSD. But then I don't know if it's possible, because we have not heard from Mr. Piper and Discover Dominica. We have not contacted him, or he has not contacted us.
So once you get an update, you let me know what's going on, okay?
Yes, Matt. But we are working on it, and hopefully things should private tour should resume.
All right, Mr. Renault Alexander, thank you very much. Here's the other thing happening there in the capital city. Many public officers, and if you are one of them, please give me a shout. are very disappointed in town today. Why? Somebody says, Matt, I'm one of them. Today is the 30th of November. And many people, especially those who are members of the Roseau Credit Union, cannot receive government salary. What is really going on? That's a question being asked by a few. So we need to find out what's going on there with salaries for public officers. A lot of people are crying in the system. Somebody's saying, Matt, with all the excitement, bear in mind there's a new variant of the virus around which spreads faster and more deadly. So we can't let our guards down. Again, a lot of public officers are just crying and wanting their salaries. They have the bills to pay. According to Destiny's Child, bills, bills, and more bills, huh? We're going to come back, Dominique, after this. The bills to pay. It's 1:25.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of a scrub like you.
Hello, talk to me as we... Hello, yes?
Hello, Mr. Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yeah?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Okay.
I'm just listening to you with the public officers.
Okay.
You know something I don't understand? Every time there's a general election, it's a landslide victory win. A by-election just passed by.
Mm-hmm.
They won by so many votes, spending millions of dollars on mm-hmm. the by-election, indicating to the outside people that things are so good in Dominica.
Right.
So why just after a few days that they're crying that they cannot get salaries? They're not doing anything about it. They're accepting what they get, so don't cry. Who beats you? You're crying. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 449-309-596-97-126. According to Arrow, bills to pay. Bills, 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 huh? I'm hoping that government can clarify. I'm just hoping that this issue of monies or salaries there for this month, and It's clarified, huh? Ella, talk to me, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm happy to hear your voice, yes.
Yeah. Matt, the credit union cannot pay what they don't receive, you know.
Okay.
So if the credit union, I don't know, I don't work in the credit union, but I'm just being logical as usual. If the credit union hasn't received the monies, they cannot have money, they cannot pay out anything. No, the employees should be checking the treasury, preparing money. So they should ask who in charge of the treasury they know who to go to. Ask them what the position is salary. So don't tell me they've not afraid to ask sub what's the position with salary. You know,
they may be texting, but they're afraid to hear their voice out there, huh?
You know, I mean, they can know, but I mean, they don't have to call the radio, but at least go to or ask your head of the, first of all. And then if you're respecting people and want to treat people properly, if there's a slight delay, why salaries cannot be paid, you should send a memo to all heads of department and inform the staff that the salaries are a little bit late, expect to get their salaries by that time. Apologize, you know, for the inconvenience.
Already some are indicating that millions were spent there in the by-election, so why we can't get our money?
Well, I don't know, Matt. Well, you see, that is things for people to open their eyes, but too many people heads eyes bowed and their heads closed, because that should put some people to think, why was there so much money 2 weeks ago making poor PRs in Granby, Dweeveying, Dwajeying, and now look month in and they can, it's abnormal, it's unusual, by now they would get their money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, they'll have to find out what's happening. If I was a civil servant, I would go to the person that can answer the question.
All right.
Even though I had to ask the Minister of Finance the question, I'll ask it to him.
That's fair. Somebody's asking, when will Irvin McIntyre address Dominique on the new variant? Well, for some weeks now, I haven't heard Mr. McIntyre. His deputy has been sitting in, so I don't know what's going on. Again, lack of information, huh? Hello, talk to me. Uh-huh. Yes? Are you there, caller? Are you there? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, how are you? How are you?
Matt, mm-hmm. What happened? They put in the cat before the horse. Because on Sunday, I heard the Prime Minister said that salary for December will be paid on the 16th of December. So they put in the cat before the horse.
So they're talking about the salary for December and November has not been paid? Is that what you're saying? All right, 449-309-5969-7. Hello, yes.
697.
Are you there? I'm sorry, you have the radios on. You're not listening to me. Talk to me. Yes.
Yes, Matt. You see, the police, they don't get no money.
The police?
A lady called the other day and said she went to the bank and she could not get money.
Mm-hmm.
But she have all that money to spend to bring people from St. Croix, St. Thomas, Guadeloupe to vote. No, he don't pay nobody. Nobody receiving the money. He's still hiring police officers. What's going on? What security is doing? You know, so we have to find a solution to get rid of him.
All right, somebody's saying there from government service that stop the propaganda, salaries went out. Well, if salaries went out, people will not be complaining. So who has a problem now? Who should do who you should call is credit union and ask them why they haven't paid. Instead, you make it like it's a government. I don't know why you're defending, but the people are complaining, not mad complaining. No, I've received my salary. So I'm saying it's not me that have the problem. People are complaining. So what do you want me to do? Keep it a secret. 132. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
You do right. Leave them hungry. They love their PM more than they love their children and their belly.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sure you got paid for the projects, right? Hello, 133. Talk to me. Yes? People will complain when, you know, it's an issue of money. So don't tell me, don't talk about it, don't make it an issue when people are making it an issue, right? Stop defending the indefensible, right? If people are complaining, then, of course, this is a public program. They can call and complain. It's their right to do so. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Don't you worry, I told you that already.
What's that? I'm sorry, you're talking your personal business. Please cut off the phone and then you'll call me back. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Say you first, say you well, because I
All right. Well, maybe it's a credit union. According to some government employee there in the Treasury. I know somebody shared with me just like last evening, yeah? Salaries were paid very late. To pay house rent, to pay doctor bill, to pay gas bill. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Mm-hmm. Hello? Nobody there. We're going to come back, Dominique, after this. Going to come back.
Christmas at Do It Center with our Do It Best quality paint. It's the Christmas Color Pop. From now till Christmas Eve, shop $200 or more on our Do It Best quality paint and pop a Christmas balloon to win prizes. Turkeys, hams, wines, discounts, gift vouchers, Angostura Chill, or your very own Do It Center branded swag. Make your Christmas makeover a Do It Best quality paint makeover. Visit us on Goodwill Road or shop online at store.doitcenterdominica.com. Terms and conditions apply. Do It Center, your partner in home improvement.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch!
Roger!
Engines ready!
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Kids, breakfast is ready!
Ooh, launch postponed!
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment on your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi Motors.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
Yeah. Paint it love, uplift your spirit. Call us to change your world. Christmas with Harris.
Create that special Christmas feel this holiday. With every $100 you spend, get a chance to win the grand prize of a grocery hamper valued at $1,000. Plus, for every Harris gallon purchase, 50 cents will be given towards education for tablets or computers. So shop now and get all the Christmas feels this year with Harris Paints.
Call us to change your world. Christmas with Harris.
Following the COVID-19 vaccination, some people may experience side effects such as soreness at the injection site, chills, nausea, body aches, or a fever. But these symptoms go away after a few days. These side effects are a result of your immune system responding to the vaccine and are not a sign that you are sick with COVID-19. The COVID-19 vaccines will not give you COVID. When you receive your vaccine, the health worker will advise you what to take if you are experiencing any of these side effects. Remember, these mild side effects cannot compare to you not being able to share memorable moments with your family and friends if you fall gravely ill from COVID. Vaccines bring us closer. choose to get vaccinated. A message from the Pan American Health Organization, UNICEF, and the Ministry of Health.
A whole bold new look. Blue Wash Laundry Detergent.
Big.
Bold. Bright. New. Fresh. Available in 900 milliliters, 1.7, 3, and 4 liter sizes. Same great scent. So fresh. A better feel from other detergents. Save more, wash more with Blue Wash Laundry Detergent.
Available at retail outlets islandwide.
Dominica's International Creole Cultural Magazine presents Creole Heartbeat Hour on QFM The Big Station this and every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Interviews, music, fun, and excitement. An informative and educational hour. An upfront and personal look at the lives of artists, musicians, entertainers, cultural professionals, and the movers and shakers in the cultural industry. A front row seat into the Creole cultural traditional and contemporary spinal cord. A microscopic Creole cultural analysis, highlighting achievements and triumphs, realizing dreams and goals, and showcasing the journey to excellence. Delving beneath the surface of Creole cultural history, a report on the character of the Creole culture. Dominica's International Creole Cultural Magazine presents Creole Heartbeat Hour on Q95 The Big Station, this and every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to tune in.
I just wanted to talk quickly to the president of the Alternative People's Party, Mr. Julius Corbett. There seemed to be some total confusion. We heard the leader speaking this morning about the party not participating in an election when or if not, if there's no election reform. We also heard too from the former political strategists of the APP. Who suggested that was not a strategy of the party before he left the party. That part of the party, I would say that part of the party. But Mr. Corbett, can you clear up the air? So just what is going on there with the APP, please? Can you clarify?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you,
good
sir.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Yes.
I am getting a feedback here.
But I'm hearing you. Go ahead. You're loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for having me, Matt. I've been listening to you. Had a very exciting program this morning. In fact, from yesterday when Tahir came on board and she spoke about where we were in terms of elections, and we followed this morning. And then Alex Bruno did his greatest former strategist came and tried to put a monkey wrench in what the young lady had to say. Let me say that. I hope the Dominicans listen. Alex Bruno came to the party and tried to be what we call an advisor to the young ladies who at that time had decided that they were going to form a party because Dominica lacked representation. During that time, Alex Bruno brought on board virtually nothing. All that, the strategy that he had, was something that the team was providing him. And all he had to do is to put things together in paper form. Later on, I think we interviewed him. He said he was just a mere advisor. And later on, he said he was what you call a founder. And every time somebody talks to him, he has something else to say. So let me put it clear. Alex was brought in to help the party in terms of planning strategy. Where we only go. I was brought in February on the behest of Alex Bruno. Alex wrote me a very lengthy letter indicating to me that he was bringing me in as a president, as a team leader and whatnot. And in February, we had a Congress. And the Congress was to appoint leaders for the party. So during the meeting, I was surprised that when it came to the question of leadership, he didn't seem to support it. So I didn't say anything. I continued to be at the meeting. And then I was nominated and accepted the position then as president, which I accepted. I said, that's fine. Tahir became the interim president. Team leader. So after a few months, when I was, I decided that I was going to manage the meetings for the party. So during the meeting, I started asking questions, and one of the questions I asked Alex Bruno, who was supposed to be the strategist, are you satisfied with where we are going as a party? Are you satisfied that we had the level of membership we ought to have had? Are you satisfied with the way the party was going? And he couldn't answer that. I said, well, I thought you were the party strategist, man. Where were you taking us? Are you taking us to nowhere? So please, let us know what you could. So subsequent to that, Matt, I received a voicemail from Alex Bruno telling me that I, as president, was having my only responsibility was to him as strategist, and that I was supposed to manage his strategy. And therefore, I seem to fall in place. And he didn't only do that. He sent me a voicemail. So subsequent to that voicemail, I had a meeting, and I said to them, and I placed on the agenda the question of the party's vision. So when it came, I said, well, item number so-and-so was the vision. Whose vision are we managing? Is it Alex Bruno or is the party's? So the executive says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I have a voicemail from Alex. He's saying that we're managing his vision. Well, my dear, from then on, Mr. Bruno saw that myself as president and Tahiro as the leader who are about to kibosh his plans. By that time, Tahiro had received, we had received the one page of the party's constitution. So we all sign off on it. But Tahiro and other members of the executive read it and said, wait a while, this constitution is no good. That constitution is it's going to create problems. So adjustments were made. We removed the section of the constitution which gave the strategist 90 or 100% power over the executive. That doesn't make any sense. So we took the new constitution, we took it to Electoral Commission. And that is the constitution that is in
place. But the constitution, the new constitution, is what was ratified by just a few members, not the entire body, was it?
It was.
Please clarify how many members in the APP ratified the new constitution, Mr. Corbett.
The members who were present.
I'm not asking you how many members. I'm saying how. Who are the members that ratified this new constitution?
The president,
mm-hmm.
the party leader,
uh-huh. I'm listening to you, sir. Are you there?
Member.
Okay, no. Part of that constitution there.
No.
Hold on there for a minute. Part of that constitution says that the dissolution of the Alternative People's Party should, of course, be done by the party's Congress, who will set four articles of dissolution. And if the APP stray so far away from that foundation vision that the party is no longer recognizable within its own, who again were the members? Because I'm getting from the original constitution there, before that was ratified, that a few members signed on that constitution. Is that fact, sir? Is that a fact?
Matt,
I'm here.
The constitution that is being referred to never existed.
But I have a copy in my hand there.
No, that was a draft.
A draft, okay.
That was a draft. It was not a full constitution, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing. That was a draft constitution.
Okay.
So the new constitution was what was used to award us the symbol.
Mm-hmm. So how many members?
And the draft constitution, Matt.
Yes.
The draft constitution was in the possession of guess who? Just one person.
Mm-hmm. But the other members are saying that they signed on that draft constitution.
They signed the last page.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see the formal draft.
But can you tell me again? Can you tell me a repeat? Because I will have further discussion on that. Can you tell me who are the members that ratified this new constitution that we're talking about? How many members?
There were three members who was the president,
mm-hmm.
the team leader, and the vice president or the vice team, the assistant team leader.
And the constitution says that three members can sign that constitution, yeah?
And yes, and as a matter of fact, the country also allows you can have up to four or five, but three is the majority, and that was in it. You had the boyo, as they call it, of the country, mm-hmm. of the parties I know of here.
Okay.
The boyo, the seniorest person there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what that Mr. Bruno was using. But he is using that, even though he had already resigned. Was fired and resigned.
So are you saying, Mr. Corbett, that somebody's asking me here on a WhatsApp message, because there still seems to be a little confusion here. Are you saying that only two people were elected at that Congress?
There should be no confusion there, Matt. None whatsoever. The draft constitution that Mr. Bruno had several of us to sign, we became null and void. It never existed as a draft.
In the new constitution that we're now talking about, what does it allow for in the Constitution that three members, two members, or several members of the Congress can sign this Constitution?
At a minimum, three members, which happens to have been at that time.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the President, the Secretary, and the Vice President,
mm-hmm.
and the leader.
Okay.
And that is with the Electoral Commission right now. This is it. So for Mr. Bruno, who is the former strategist,
mm-hmm.
to come and try to argue something that he resigned as,
mm-hmm.
and playing this kind of mischievous.
So you're saying that Mr. Bruno is being mischievous?
And not only mischievous, extremely mischievous, and I'll tell you further mm-hmm. what that Mr. Bruno has done. While this original, while we were in Paul, the original,
mm-hmm.
this Mr. Bruno was receiving all types of contributions and donations from persons interested in the party. So we asked him, can you please give us a statement showing exactly what is the party's financial position?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bruno gave us a sheet of paper with items that we never heard of, including showing that there was zero balance in the bank account.
I'll tell you, because Mr. Bruno is not here to defend himself. You're making an allegation, if you will, a statement that I can't defend, and I would like Mr. Bruno to defend that. But we'll speak about that some other time. The current issue at hand, Mr. Corbett, is that your president... your new president, Ms. Tahira Blanchard, said this morning that there will not be, of course, whether or not there's reform, an election will be held, whether or not we have reform. Is it a view that you support, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why?
Absolutely. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we participate? Why should we stay away from an election awaiting reform at a time when the current government has shown virtually no appetite for reform? Are we going to give him immunity? He'll live by impunity, just go out there? No, we can't.
But would you accept, Mr. Corbett, that without a level playing field, you can go nowhere as the APP, a new party? Of course, we've had the opposition United Workers Party and other parties trying to compete in the election, and we have seen the results. Are you confident going forward that without reform or without a level playing field, you'll get the results that you're looking for, that the APP will win, or are you expecting the opposition, given their stance, to stay out and then you will step in as the APP, as the official opposition? That's what has been suggested. Is that a fact?
Well, Matt, whether we win or lose,
right,
here to provide the proper representation for the people. It is going to be the people's choice. Right now, the party, the DLP, has a comparative advantage. They are thinking in money. They are very good at manipulating the voters. Right now, for example, they are unwilling to do one of the best first things to clean the voter list. They want to do that. They are not providing campaign financing, because they're in a position to. They're in that comparative plot. But that does not necessarily mean that you have to stay away from the polls believing that there's going to be reform, because, Matt, given what we're seeing today, there might never be a reform. I understand that the new minister came in. I listened to the tape this morning that he's not in consonant with his government as to reform. That tells you something.
That tells you that he will no longer not accept the whole fact about reform. So what is it that you may be fighting at this time?
Matt.
Tell me.
It's going to be the people will have to decide.
It's going to be the UWP people or the APP, because you've said that you will contest whether there is reform or not. So who says it's the UWP to decide? It's your party to decide. And it appears that the APP have decided that they will contest with or without reform.
Did the UWP contest without reform last time?
Yeah, they did, but they said they were not going to contest, and they did.
Yeah.
So we might have the same situation, you say?
It is a matter of managing your resources, Matt.
So you think that also you have resources? Do you have resources as the APP? Because a lot of indications are that you're receiving resources from the Prime Minister and from sources close to the government. Is that in fact a fact?
Matt, I am the president of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know by now that I am one of the most vociferous critics of this government. Now, just imagine me being such a critic and accepting any type of financial support from this government. I mean, did you hear my did you hear the team leader say yesterday?
You just spoke about managing resources, Mr. Corbett. So I'm saying, do you have resources from the APP? If you have any resources at this time, could you declare and make clear to the public where are these resources coming from? Because you're doing a lot of activities around the country, we will admit. But can you declare to the people, being a transparent APP, where are these resources coming from? We don't have too much time.
Would you ask the other parties?
I will. Of course I will ask the other parties. I've asked them many, many times. So I'm asking you now. But you seem like you're in a little defense mood, Mr. Corbett. So can you please, maybe next time I call, because we don't have time, can you clarify for the public, Dominica, where, if you claim that you're a transparent party, APP, please clarify to the public. We need to know, everybody needs to know, where are you getting your resources from? Can you answer the question the next time we meet?
No, I can answer it right now.
Oh, you can?
Right,
okay. Now. All right, we have 30 seconds.
Right now.
Okay.
Friends of the party and small business. And last week we had a food drive. We were doing bake sales last week. You know that? Did you buy a plate of food?
No, if I'm offered a plate of food and I have the money, of course I'll make a contribution. But, of course, do you think that it's enough resources to be placed in the party's coffers, selling some plates of food? Do you think that is making, you know, much sense at this time, fighting a party that have millions of dollars?
Matt, things happen for a period of gradualis.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We have to go. I will engage you some other time in the near future, okay? Thank you very much, Mr. Corbett. Thank you very much for trying to clarify. We've got to go, though. We have got to go. Dig Yourself is in the next hour. My telephone's our car. Coming in, but we don't have time. There still needs to be some questions to be answered. I really want my friend Mr. Corbett to come clean. As he said, they were selling a few plates of food sometime recently. Call me tomorrow. We're going to have an open line, okay? I might just play that interview again with Mr. Corbett. Again, Mr. Corbett, if I have to, I'll call you to clarify. Because the last answer made absolutely no sense. So you can go home tonight while you have time. And please clarify for the Dominican people your source of funding, huh? Stick around, Dominica, stick around. The financial Dig Yourself. Yes, Dig Yourself is up next right here with Q95. 202, a lot of questions unanswered at this time, still unanswered.